The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now, and it begins with the weekend preview.
All right. Had to get my sheet over here for the five games.
You didn't have
games.
To tell us. You weren't on the video. You were fine.
I know. I was just, there was a pause.
He's a full transparency guy. Let him be him. Hunter, I applaud your transparency.
Thank you.
And your enthusiasm, which Tausch has lacked for much of the show.
We've got five games this weekend. Which one of these are you most interested in watching? We've got...
Can I interject? Because I'm not sure what's on this list, because I have not seen the show sheet. But I don't know if Jesse put one together.
He did.
He definitely
did. There are two things. Is the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight.
Is that on the list?
It's not on the list.
It's not really a game.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's not a game?
It's not a game. It's a fight. It's a fight. It's not a game.
So where is that on? Do I have to pay-per-view that, or how do I get that?
Do you have Netflix?
No? Is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Let's go. I didn't know it was on Netflix. That's awesome. Very excited. So that, and then I'm also super intrigued, and I don't know if this is on the list, and then we'll get to your list, Hunter, because I want to show this.
Or maybe we won't.
A Badgers playing Arizona tonight. Very excited about that. Hoops.
Oh.
And I'm not a college hoops guy until, obviously, I'm all
Wake
Badgers, and then I don't care really about anything else. Wake me up in March, but I'm going to be dialed in to that tonight. I'm super excited to see that. Okay, Hunter, what do we got?
Are they playing that at the Greenbrier?
Good news, Tausch. The Badgers.
I'm so irritated I can't go to the Greenbrier. Son of a gun, what I love. There ain't nothing I'd like to do more on Thanksgiving and go to the Greenbrier and watch that hoops, but it's not going to work.
Good news, Tausch. Number 9 Arizona at Wisconsin is on the list. Bad
Let's
news,
go.
Though, it's on Peacock.
On Peacock.
No way!
Yep.
That's on Peacock tonight?
It is. Instead, you don't have to pay anything. You could watch Muskego McWanago on the ESPN Madison YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Also on Jesse's list, number 2 Ohio State at Northwestern. They're playing at Wrigley Field on the Big Ten Network. He also has Kansas at number 6 BYU on ESPN Saturday night.
I'm here to tell you, you have lost Tausch again.
I know. I'm just going to muscle through. We're just going to keep going. Sunday games, the Chiefs at the Bills, 325 on CBS. And then finally, the nightcap, Bengals at Chargers on NBC.
Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
I wasn't listening to it. Obviously, the Chiefs-Bills game is going to be dynamite.
Oh, I know.
That is going to be the best. I think both teams. Kansas City, if they beat Buffalo, good chance they're going to be undefeated. 17-0. So Buffalo at Buffalo, they need to rise up and find a way to get it done. They've been, knocking at the door, but it's a hurdle that they have not been able to get. Two of, I think, the best teams in the league. Josh Allen, I don't know what to tell him. Do I tell him to pack the cape? I think he needs it. But he has to restrain the cape. He gets too cape happy. And that ends up being bad news bear stuff. And then you end up in like Superman 3, where you end up having to fight yourself in a garbage dump.
Uh-huh.
I don't want Josh Allen in a garbage dump. So that game is going to be super intriguing. And then since the Badger game's on blankin' Peacock, I'm all in on Jake Paul Tyson tonight. That's where my weekend's going to go.
So you're not going over to the ESPN Madison YouTube. That's disappointing.
Hunter, I don't know if there could be anybody that's a stauncher advocate of what we do on our preps. I've watched the Verona team. I've watched Middleton. I've watched the Sun Prairie. I've watched Wanakee. Will I watch a ton of the Muskego? I probably won't, but I'm definitely curious to see how it all shakes out.
No one's been a bigger supporter, though.
Yep.
What do you mean?
No one's been a bigger supporter
I love it.
Of our preps. Will I watch a ton of the Muskego-McGuanago game? No. Those don't fit. Those are, they're not the same. They're different. I will watch Hunter. I will tune in. I'm not going to watch the whole game either, though. But I also don't have Peacock. And so now they're doing it. This is what they do. Now I'm thinking about getting it so I can watch this game tonight. I don't like being manipulated like this.
Don't do it.
Look, the game that I'm interested in, I like those late night Saturday games when I'm doing some work and it's, you know, the late in the evening opportunities to watch games. Our friend, Lance Leipold, Kansas has not had the season that Lance and the Jayhawks were expecting, but they can really shake things up if they can go to BYU and win. BYU still undefeated after a sketchy victory over, was it Utah last week?
Yep.
So big opportunity for Rock Chalk Jayhawk to go in and beat the BYU Cougars. So I'm intrigued by that one. And, of course, Wisconsin, Oregon will definitely be on my TV after Sydney's basketball game gets done. We'll be able to watch the second half of the Ducks and the Badgers.
Yeah, BYU's got the same feel that the Chiefs do a little bit, where they're kind of almost flirting with those losses. And I think BYU's got one coming. Unlike the Chiefs, BYU doesn't have a championship head coach and the best head coach in the country and the best quarterback in the country to be able to get them through tough moments. I think they might have a loss
coming. The
referee's
giving them every call. Yeah, they don't have all that.
That also happens as well.
Yeah, heaven forbid you're a well-prepared team and you get through adversity well. Man,
that's just
tough.
What, are you now a Chiefs fan? What, because they make up holding calls at the end of games?
Because he's a Cowboys fan, and he's in the market for someone else to watch now.
No, because with the whole all of the Taylor Swift stuff, my wife is the most invested into football she's ever been, so I want them to keep playing well because that means we watch more football together, and she asked me about football. So, yeah, I want to keep that going. Heaven forbid I'm a good husband, Tausch.
Very enthusiastic.
You're a good
response.
Husband because you're rooting for the Chiefs?
Because I want to spend time with my wife? Yeah.
Really? Okay.
This is getting uncomfortably contentious.
I don't think I've ever heard that being twisted that way. That's interesting. Okay.
Associated Bank. I'm opening the app right now. I've got some checks to deposit. Not as many zeros as Rob Domofsky has.
I'm a good husband because Taylor Swift watches the Chiefs. Okay.
Because my wife watches the Chiefs.
What does that have to do with being a good husband? I still don't know, but I don't get that part of it. Going to Associated Bank, though, right, Jason? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I've got the app open. I'm depositing a little check right here. And it's a little check, by the way. It's not very big. But doesn't matter if you got huge numbers in your account or small numbers. They treat everyone the same, and that's with great customer service. And they've been doing it for years. They've got the awards to prove it. And you don't have to be a Packers checking account holder to appreciate the great customer service. You can have Badgers checking or Brewers checking or just plain old checking like I have. They treat you great, and that's part of the magic of Associated Bank. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. I'll be honest, I don't know where things stand on headlines. I haven't watched the video because it was posted late because somebody was up to 1:30 in the morning for the post-game show of the volleyball match. So I have not watched it, so I don't have a headline. We're going to watch it together, and we're going to do that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
You can hurt me tomorrow.
We give Jesse a hard time around here. And let me make it clear, he deserves it most of the time. We do. We definitely do. Yeah, okay. For sure we do.
All right.
But when he's either not here or he perhaps doesn't do his job correctly, which happens from time to time.
In fairness, it was it's extra work, and I get that. We sent the
But it's been extra work all season. Unlike some of us, he wasn't mandated to act in these things by the Academy.
Actually, he is, and I'm very nervous he's not going to do it with Tyler, but that's another.
I still have another one to do, too. By the way,
yeah, you were really good.
Oh, shut up! Like, really? I don't want your praise now. But I this is going to be the worst headline segment ever because Hunter and I are unprepared. Spencer, I don't know where that came from.
Spencer,
I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
What the hell is going on?
Hunter, Spencer. Blacksmith. Oh, Hunter, you have not watched the video. I have not watched the video. Neither of us know what movie this is from.
Oh, boy.
So let's roll that beautiful Tauscher Headline Academy footage, and we'll find out together.
Come on in. I'm making you a sandwich.
Big Bear.
Sandwich.
Big. Woo. Big.
That's great acting.
Big Bear. Chase!
Big Bear?
No, true! Out there!
We're glad you're home.
Big Bear, Chase!
What is he saying?
Big Bear, Chase, GB!
Okay. So, you're no John Candy, but that is from The Great Outdoors.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you consumed the old 96er when you were at Cut with Sylvie. But that is the film. We have taken our entries now. It's after 11 o'clock, so the window is closed. In the pantheon, before we get to headlines, your actual headline, in the pantheon of John Candy movies, where do you put The Great Outdoors? Because I love John Candy. Not in my top five. Yeah,
it wasn't my favorite. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles will always and forever be
agreed
number one, and it is the greatest Thanksgiving movie of all time. And I don't
it's
think
the only
anyone
Thanksgiving
can ever
movie
surpass
of all time.
I don't know if I. It's definitely not the only. It is the only great one, and it's just there's so many great lines. John Candy's a Uncle Buck. He was an absolute guru. I'd have to go through
two.
His space. The guy's a legend. Love John Candy.
He was only 43 years old when he passed away in 1994, and he's one of those actors.
I thought he was 53. He was 43 only? That's a bummer.
According to Wikipedia, 43, which is sad because he, like you said, incredible actor. Like we were robbed of a lot more great roles because I don't know how you don't love Del Griffith. He is.
If you don't love Del Griffith,
I don't know if I can like you. Right.
If you don't love Del Griffith as a TV character, because he is vulnerable. He's funny. He is one of the most perfect movie characters of all time.
Totally agree. Nailed it.
Del Griffith.
All right. And Uncle Buck is dead.
What were you going to say, Hunter? You chimed in. What did you have, Hunter?
Yeah, Spencer.
Chime in on.
Spencer, what were you going to say
there?
Spencer for hire.
I didn't realize he was in Little Shop of Horrors. That was just,
Dude,
I was looking back at his movies. Yeah.
He was in so
much,
right? Like, he's not the star of, say, Stripes, but he totally steals that movie.
Yep.
You know, like, he does that in so many movies from his career. So yeah, it's again, we definitely miss him because he was outstanding. All right, so we have now seen your acting skills. Big Bear.
Yep.
Big Bear Chase.
My nephews are there, and they were jumping up and down. I don't know I'm not going to say what we should do editing-wise. I thought there'd be more because it was, you know.
Like the film.
Actually,
yeah.
my left knee, I got this big nodule. So if I'm laying down, it's ba-bam, ba-bam. It was a kind of a painful shoot, actually, for old
Thank you for your service.
Well, you're welcome. And in honor of John Candy being in The Great Outdoors, which was the movie today, my headline is Candy-related.
Oh, boy.
And here we go. Clark chuckles and snickers as he crunches the Bears' whatchamacallit, I guess, offense. Heath has a good and plenty day by avoiding Butterfingers and scores with a K and a TD and scores a TD and maybe a payday. Packers roll over Bears 23-0.
Wow, those were some whoppers of good candy jokes there.
That's not bad.
There weren't any duds. There's a milk dud. Yeah, there's the only dud is the fact that how much of that did you write?
Well, the Three Musketeers put this one together. The Three Musketeers found a way to do it.
While you were off on the Milky Way, not doing anything. Okay, that was really good. That was the acting. So that is your sister-in-law making the sandwich?
It is. Yep. Yep.
Really good work. I thought today, you know
Not
what?
Bad.
You know what today is? Today is what the Packers need to do on Sunday. Really solid, workmanlike, quality effort, not flashy. Mm-hmm. Was there brilliant editing like mine when I did the Jurassic Park thing? Was there like over the top great acting? No. But you don't have to be Superman. You just had to be a version of John Candy, and it was very good. All right. Those are our headlines presented by Fleet Farm. So, wait a minute. I'm curious. Are there other guest stars before I tell you about Fleet Farm? Are there more guest stars coming in these? Like, do you have any? Are there any coming? I know you have some of these in the can already, as they say.
Correct.
That was the first appearance by your sister-in-law. And their kids. So are there some? Are there?
Well, it actually is Pat and Lacey's kids. That was Angie who was making the sandwiches. Just so that we're making sure.
So wait, so different sister-in-law?
Yes, different combinations. Yeah, try to get everybody involved.
Okay,
that was interested in getting involved.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So do you have any other real big guest stars that are coming up? Is my question.
Well, let me think. No. I don't believe so.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Dynamite.
Some of the things, I don't think I've been privy to all of them. So
because you're barely involved.
What are you talking about, barely involved?
All right. Well,
tomorrow.
Not after breakfast. So that was headlines. Want to remind you that Fleet Farm is the best place to get all the best prices on everything you need for everyday life. And if you don't believe me, go there. Paula and I are there once a week, minimum. We got to stock up on some bubblers again. Right now, they're 2 for $11 for a six-pack. 2 for $11 on six-packs of bubblers at Fleet Farm. That's the kind of everyday low price that Paula and I count on. And if you find a lower price somewhere else, they'll match it so you always get the lowest price. So shop the best prices today in-store or online at FleetFarm.com. And don't forget, Fleet Farm is also here to help you get ready for a successful hunting season. Shop their huge selection of hunting gear and accessories from brands the pros count on, like Remington, Spy Point, Mossberg, and more. Bag, get that, the best hunting gear before you head out this season at Fleet Farm. Whoa, Hunter is next, or Spencer. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
The time has come. Before we get to Woe Spencer, Hunter, do you want to pick this week's trivia winner, or you want to do that afterward?
I can do that right now.
All right, you got the cheese fry helmet in your
I do.
Meat hooks.
And our winner it is today's contestant who it was Dave in Madison.
Couldn't Nicely remember done. The name. Wow, what a way to come through in your first appearance. That'll help him. I'm sure there's some bands and some kettlebells and stuff to help him in his rehab from his shoulder surgery. All right, time now for Whoa Spencer.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
So, as I've mentioned a number of times today...
Muskego your wife likes McLaughlin. Taylor Swift, and you're watching more football
yes.
games.
Because I heard that Taylor Swift,
and you're a great husband as a result.
Of course. also, that I'm on the call for Muskego McWanigo. So big rivalry game tonight.
Oh and, yeah, that too.
Yes, and it had me thinking about other rivalry games for the chance to go to a championship game. So I want to know from you guys. Non-Wisconsin sports teams, so you can't pick Packers, Bears, or like Brewers, Cubs, but what teams would you want to see for a rivalry in like the NLCS or the NFC or AFC championship game?
This is a tough one. I watched Duke, Kentucky the other night because Con Knipple, who is from Wisconsin, from the Milwaukee area, plays for them along with who's the stud that played with like the Olympic team or whatever?
Cooper Flagg.
I don't like it when it's the same. I like upstarts. I don't like it when it's, you know, Dodgers, Yankees. I was just rooting against the Yankees because of Rich Bisaccia being mean to me a couple weeks ago. So I don't really want to see those legacy rivalries in anything. Like, I don't want to see, you know, the Yankees and the Dodgers or, like, Cowboys-Patriots, which I know isn't a rivalry, but well, I guess the Cowboys haven't been to a Super Bowl since 1995. Yeah. Not that I'm picking on you, Spencer. But the fact of the matter is that I don't really want rivalries. I want the Tampa Bay Rays, who apparently are going to have to play their games this season at the Yankees spring training facility. Did you see this story?
I did.
So because of the, was it Hurricane Milton that was the one that did all the damage in the Tampa-St. Pete area? They're going to be playing at a spring training facility this year.
I thought they're tearing the dome down because they're building a new stadium and they need a place to play. Maybe I misheard.
No, I thought it was the. I don't think they have that stadium deal already up and running. So I think it was. I think it was the damage from the hurricane. Anyway, to answer your question, Hunter, I'm not really in on the rivalries much. I'm out. Tausch.
Okay. I just want to see the Chiefs play well, so that we get more Taylor Swift. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Crucial to Hunter's Sundays. Marriage, yes.
It is.
There you go.
Whoa, Nelly!
We're such jerks.
Yeah, but you're lovable jerks, so it's okay. Last one I've got here. You mentioned the Duke in Kentucky. That Champions Classic, there was something interesting where the NCAA introduced a new Spalding basketball. And then Kansas shot 29% from three. Duke shot 17%. Michigan State was just 12. But then Kentucky had practiced with that ball the week before, and they shot 40% from three. This on top of there was some conspiracies about overly inflated balls during the NCAA tournament last year. Is this worse than Major League Baseball juicing the baseballs to get more home runs? It's like the NCAA is trying to make new stuff, and now they're actually hurting their sport that's already hurting.
So, help me out here. The balls are too inflated so that they don't go in? Is that what we're hearing?
Because you don't get if the ball is too inflated, it rattles off of the rim stronger, so you don't get that, like, rattle-in jump shot. So teams were shooting in the NCAA tournament, some of the teams that people felt like they were dealing with that shot really poorly. Like Marquette had that in their Sweet 16 game against NC State.
Okay.
And now with this new basketball that they're just like, here, use this for games, and you haven't used them, except for one team has used them.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to make a ton of sense to me. I don't know why everybody wouldn't get access. And every league that I know is interested in more offense. NBA, NHL, maybe with the exception of soccer. I guess maybe soccer doesn't care. They are, because they're so almighty and holier than thou, it's all 1-0 is a beautiful game. They're the only ones that don't care, so they probably don't inflate or deflate or anything else. But every other sport I know, how do we get more offense? Because that generates more fans, that generates more revenue, and it generates more interest. So I don't fully comprehend why you would want. I would think you'd want, if anything, to shrink the ball, and it would go in easier so that there's more points and people get more excited about it.
So a quick Google search indicates that this has been, and I totally missed this both years. I don't know. They must not have talked about it. This Inflategate business. It was both in the 2023 and the 2024 NCAA tournaments that players and coaches were levying these accusations that the balls were overinflated. So I don't remember. I feel like this is something we would have talked about, especially given the connection that it has to your draft classmate, Tom Brady, who had Deflategate, right? We would have probably made that jump. We would have talked about that and all kinds of stuff. I don't remember this ever. This never entered my consciousness. My next question, though, is so they have a new basketball for the NCAA?
Yeah, they're testing out a new Spalding ball, and they were just like, we'll use it for this thing. And then only one of the teams, I guess, was able to like actually practice with it. It was weird.
I've heard of K-balls being an issue in the NFL.
Weird.
I remember when the NBA switched to a different ball for like half of a season, and then they like got rid of it and brought back the original basketball. Remember that a few years ago? This is an interesting story. I'm going to have to do more research on it, Spencer, because I was not aware of it.
Whoa, Nelly!
That's all I've got since we're up against it on the clock.
Well, first of all, we're never. I mean, 11:48 is not up against it on this show.
Not even close.
I'm trying to manage the clock better than Jesse.
We went to 11:54 yesterday.
Yes, and then we went to 12:02 as a result. But be that as it may,
but unlike the normal producer
in the chair,
yeah, unlike
it's nice to have somebody responsible in the chair.
It's very fair.
Unlike the normal producer of this show, I'm not going to get upset if I don't get a whole bunch of airtime. So I'm going to give that for Feel Good Friday.
That sounds like a shot at Jesse Nelson.
I don't know, man.
I like that, Spencer
would never say that sort of thing, but clearly Hunter would. All right, well, we've got some extra time, and we will use it wisely. We will use it on Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, to wrap up the week and wrap up today's show. And we shall do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. Went in the walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed. Never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge.
Time now for Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. A quick update from practice, though, before we get to that, because obviously I'm here and Rob Domofsky is there. Jordan Morgan, who was added to the injury report yesterday with a shoulder, which we know he's been dealing with going all the way back to training camp, is not practicing today. Marshawn Lloyd, who was poised to come off injured reserve, is not practicing either. after practicing the last 2 days. And Colby Wooden, who has not practiced all week, is not practicing today. So it doesn't look like he will be part of that defensive line rotation on Sunday in Chicago. But this might mean that they won't have Marshawn Lloyd.
So is he activated yet? Lloyd has
no,
been activated?
No, he is not. Their practice window is opened. That's all that they've done with him. Okay. So probably going to be another week, I would venture that guess, but I don't know that for sure. All right, time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay. Paints, Tausch, what do you got?
I would have known that he probably wasn't playing if you would have picked him as your Steinhoffler, if you went with Lloyd.
Sick burn, bro. Good one.
Yeah, pretty good. So it's the Feel Good Fridays. I always love the charitable component and philanthropic. But when I get moved, the way I got moved last week, and I didn't think – I love the movie Marley and Me. And you guys know I'm not a monster dog guy, but it made me really sad.
Yeah.
And this made me sad, but it made me really happy. Last week, obviously, anyone that is a college football fan, Kirk Herbstreit does all the – and he had taken his dog Ben around with him. He does the Amazon games, and he does this, and he took him around. And I'm telling you, if you want to get chills and see something that just brings a ton of emotion, Ben Herbstreit, the dog, passed away, I think, about 2 weeks ago. And Kirk did this thing on College Game Day last week that will, I promise you, move you in a way. I don't know if you've been moved.
You
in
cried.
A while. It shows you about the love of the dog, and it has flipped me back. I was struggling about getting a dog. I know my daughter wants one badly. It moved the needle for me again that the needle is moved back to getting a dog. That's how moving and inspirational that whole scene was with Kirk and how much that dog meant to him.
Yeah, I saw that too. And as someone who loves both of his dogs and all the cats and everything else, it is both heartwarming because you know how much joy they bring to your life. On the flip side, you know that you're going to feel like Kirk Herbstreit did at some point in your life. And on that happy note, that's Feel Good Friday, painted like by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Thanks to Rob Domofsky, thanks to Spencer/Hunter, and thanks to you for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.